Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chip Rogers is here. He's Chip's back. He's the president and the CEO of the American Hotel and Lodging Association, AHLA, and he's here to talk to us about that very important sector of our economy and how they've been hampered and hurt by the pandemic. Chip, welcome back.
Jim, great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Chip, one of the things I want to begin our conversation by talking about how just the impact of the pandemic, the shutdown, I should say. You know, I always remind people that we've actually had two events that have hurt our economy and our country. One was the health threat of the pandemic, and the other was the economic assault by the shutdowns. Two different things, and they're associated, but they are different. And so my comment to you, my question to you is, tell us about the damage the shutdown, the political response to the pandemic had on the lodging, the hospitality industry.
Well, it's been devastating, and Jim, you nailed it. It's really two parts. First and foremost is the fear that people have, and some people have much greater fear than others, of getting sick from the coronavirus. And that itself has quelled some travel, but then the response to that has been just devastating with the shutdowns. And so in our industry, it really breaks down into three areas. You have what's known as leisure travel, and that's when you and I take vacations or go see friends and family or things like that. You have business travel, which is general people. People understand what that means. Then you have meetings, conferences, and conventions. And leisure travel has been cut significantly, and the other two are almost non-existent. The business travel and the meetings are almost non-existent.
And those last two are the more profitable ones. They're the higher margin ones, aren't they?
Absolutely. About 60-65% of total hotel revenue comes from some form of business and or meeting travel.
Something that was planned more short term, that it has to get done. It's the cost of doing business. And so, yes, if the room costs me $200, you know, I'm going to pay it because I got to be there. If I'm looking for a vacation, I'm planning it months or a year in advance. I'm looking for the $125, right? I'm going to shop till I get it. It's different, isn't it?
Exactly. People going on vacation are shoppers for price. People doing business are looking for location.
Right. Yeah, access and convenience. That's right. So, right. But so that high. Not only did the revenue drop, but the high margins dropped. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, we oftentimes talk about occupancy, but in our business, of course, occupancy doesn't pay bills. It's revenue, and price always follows occupancy. So as occupancy starts going down, the price goes down to try to get that occupancy back up. And so what we're looking at now is nationwide occupancy still under 50%.
Wow.
But the problem with that is even though that's down significantly, it's the rates that are being charged that are much further down than that. And so the revenue that's generated is down 60-65% across most places.
So the revenue is lagging occupancy. As you say, nobody can buy groceries with occupancy. You can only buy it with revenue.
That's right.
Or what's left over after the revenue. So what impact are you seeing the movement to digital, Zoom meetings, Zoom sales calls, Zoom proposal presentations, Zoom customer care calls? What impact are you seeing that as becoming having some kind of a long-term effect on your industry?
Well, there's no doubt it has an effect. I think it's a little early for us to determine that because there are so many other variables out there. People are still having to deal with lockdowns and still dealing with fear, both economically, as you mentioned a moment ago, and medically. And so we won't know until we get back to a little bit more sense of normalcy what the impact is on, you know, with technology preventing face-to-face business meetings. But there's no question it has, and it will continue to have an impact.
Isn't that going to be one of the last things that will? It seems to me, and I have been, you know, there was a time when I would have been considered a road warrior, and my opinion is it's going to be one of the last indicators of that we're out of the pandemic mentality is when the business travel becomes more, when people are more likely to say I'll get on a plane than they are to say I'll get on a Zoom. When that rings out, that'll be the end of the official end of the pandemic, and I think that'll be one of the last things. What do you think?
Yeah, it will be one of the last things. I think the last thing will be the large conventions and conferences that are made up of thousands and thousands of people. And that's what's hurting your urban city center locations right now, because so many hotels are built on conventions and meetings.
Mm-hmm. It's killed Las Vegas, hasn't it?
Las Vegas, Orlando, Chicago, New York, they all have been devastated.
Well, and I'll tell you something else, though, Chip. I was already seeing a trend toward virtual, but two or three, four years before the pandemic, millennial attendees and planners were already saying, you know, face to face is irrelevant to us. We need to do this. We could do this virtually. There was already that kind of a sentiment before, wasn't there?
There was. This accelerated at a pace we obviously weren't expecting, but no doubt that trend has happened. It is interesting, though, that you mentioned it a little while ago, Jim, and that is that even with all that, you can't take away human nature.
That's right.
And so while, yes, there are virtual meetings, there is a case to be made that these virtual meetings give more access to certain organizations, certain businesses, so that when they go back to face-to-face meetings, they actually may have more people show up because people want to physically meet other people.
And remember that commercial? Remember that commercial where the guy went around the conference room giving everybody a ticket? He said, "I don't want you to fax your customers anymore. I want you to go see them." Remember that commercial? That was a great
United
commercial.
Airline.
An airline commercial. And he said, "Get face-to-face, get nose-to-nose with these people." And I think that's the kind of special sauce that will bring people back to face-to-face. Quick break, right back with Chip Rogers. He's with the hotel industry.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.